Good morning. This is Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It is 7:31. You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition. Delaware Senator Chris Coons squared off against Republican challenger Lauren Witzke during an online forum yesterday. The pair tussled over the legacy of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the GOP-led effort to replace her. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more from the Delaware desk.
Witzke came into the debate facing criticism for her comments on social media following Ginsburg's death. One post on her campaign Twitter account showed young black children celebrating with a reference to the death of Ginsburg.
Yes, my campaign posted a meme and I stand by it.
The political newcomer also disagreed with Senator Coons' call to follow Ginsburg's dying wish that she should not be replaced until a new president is elected.
It just goes to show that Ruth Bader Ginsburg completely misinterpreted the Constitution, declaring that she wants to wait for Joe Biden to be in office in order for her to be confirmed. And that is not what is in the Constitution. That was her only job, was to interpret and protect the Constitution, and they are absolutely neglecting it.
Coons responded, saying the very reason Ginsburg should be honored is because she understood the Constitution deeply.
She knew that a partisan political exercise jamming through this nominee just days before the election would risk further dividing the Senate and our nation.
Two Republican senators have said they support waiting to confirm a nominee until after the election to uphold the precedent that was set 4 years ago. Coons said he met this week with another GOP senator in hopes of convincing them to join that delay effort.
I think through persuasion, there may yet be a path to avoid what will otherwise be a very divisive confirmation fight in just a few days before the election.
The candidates also disagreed on Black Lives Matter, which Witzke called a terrorist group. She also called the QAnon conspiracy theory harmless, while Coons pointed to an FBI report that labeled the group dangerous. From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.